Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
Sure, I'm all right. Listen, first things first, may I say how awfully well you're looking. You look like you're just back from a holiday.
What? Now, hold on, I was working. Don't spread rumours like that.
Were you working? Yeah. I always say that the work never ends when we go to do these things.
You know,
never ends.
Like. You know what it's like. And you have to get organised. And like, we were over in Newcastle and Northumbria doing a new show for RTE. So
lovely.
Went really well. It was lovely.
For the television?
Yeah.
And did you have any ale when you were there?
I was cooking with a bit of it.
Oh, that's very good. You probably were if too, knowing you. Newcastle. I've not been to Newcastle before.
They're lovely people.
Are they good people?
Yeah, I really like them. They're just really, really kind and helpful, and they're great fun.
Isn't that lovely?
Great fun.
Well, as well as said, you're with your own on that basis.
That's
nice. That sounds
thank
lovely.
You.
Well, so you're just back from there.
Just back, yes.
It looks like it was very sunny in Newcastle.
Well,
opposed to here.
The weather was nice, I have to say.
I think. Anyway, I'll say no more. Look, but what are you doing today?
Well, coming up to time of year, we're into October.
Yeah.
And sausages. Two sausage recipes.
Oh, sausages.
One of them is pot roasted and kind of done in the oven, which is really, really simple.
Okay.
And then the other one is a pasta with a lovely sauce with an nduja. Me and you spoke about that spicy kind of Italian sausage, which is really lovely.
Okay, so nduja.
Yeah, it's lovely and it's really, really simple, and we're serving it with some pasta, but we'll talk about the other one, the pot roasted sausage
first.
Because this is a lovely one, and it's done with butter beans, so it's kind of like you can do it in a skillet pan or a little casserole pot. Sausages, listen, pick the best quality ones that you can afford, and there's lots of different leek ones, black pudding, you know, you can just have a traditional.
But put anything into a sausage.
That's true too.
Is it true? It's mad jokes.
But Marty, try and get the dinner sausages, which are bigger than the breakfast sausages. That makes sense, because these are real meals that they are.
Okay,
and,
right, yes.
And listen, wherever you like to get, listen, there's lots of fantastic butchers that make absolutely fantastic, delicious sausages. So this one is a spring onion and black pepper sausage. Very posh, aren't we?
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
So we seal that off with a little bit of oil just in your skillet pan. Then get an onion, slice it, or you can dice it, whatever. That goes into the skillet pan. So you brown off your sausages all over on a kind of like a medium heat. Not too high, it's going to burn. Not too low, you want to get a nice bit of colour. You whip them off onto a plate. So they're still raw, remember that.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get your onion, which is sliced or diced, it doesn't really matter. You can use red onion too. Some beautiful Irish bacon lardons, which is smoky, so that lovely smoky flavour, which is really, really tasty.
I love that.
Me too. A couple of cloves of garlic, crush them or slice them again. And then we're going to put in a lovely kind of a seasoning, so it's like a sweet and smoky seasoner. You could use a cajun or harissa.
Is that one of the seasons that you brought me?
Exactly.
Do you like them?
Yeah. Have you used it?
We used steak seasoning the other day. We did.
Good man.
Laughing at me. I don't eat anything.
No.
But it's really nice.
Like it is. It's lovely. It's really tasty, and it just kind of lifts the food. And this is the sweet and smoky. So you're going to get that smoked bacon. You're going to get that lovely sweet seasoning.
Lovely,
If you can't get this, you can use cajun or you can use harissa, which would be a bit of a kick. But I am delighted to see you cooking, because I tell everyone in the restaurant, they say, is Marty a good cook? I said, the man is a genius.
It's just astonishing.
He's gifted.
It's astonishing. I never let anyone into my kitchen because I have so many secrets. It's called my wife.
Good answer.
My current wife.
Great answer. She's the top
woman. But anyway, so Carrie.
Okay, no, not at all. You're brilliant.
Go on.
So you've cooked off your onions, your little bit of garlic in there, and then the lovely seasoning and smoked bacon. Then we're going to put in some tomatoes. Really nice, the San Marzano chopped tomatoes. We spoke about them many times.
Yes, yeah.
A little bit of tomato puree. And into this, we're going to get a nice hot ketchup, which is a chili, kind of like a spiced ketchup, which is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely man in Wicklow who does mixed chili, and he does really, really lovely.
Not too crazy.
No. He does crazy ones, crazy ones I wouldn't be able to take. Yeah. Just a nice little bit of heat, which is really, really lovely.
Gorgeous.
And he's a really interesting guy. Then our beans go in, a little bit of chicken stock, and then you put your sausages back in. So you have your base. Think of this. You have all your lovely kind of tomatoes, and you have your onion, garlic,
gorgeous,
all that.
Gorgeous.
Pop in your sausages, preheat the oven to 200 degrees, and that will take roughly about, it says in the recipe, about 25 minutes. That depends on, try and pick the big sausages, because they're breakfast, or they're dinner sausages.
Dinner, yes,
and then serve that I think maybe a sourdough bread, even some nice mashed potato would be glorious.
It would be
this.
Lovely. I like the sourdough bread idea, though.
Okay.
Because you feel your dip.
Yeah, you're right.
Dippy thing,
yeah, you're
you
dippy,
know?
Dippy.
The sausages, that would be lovely. I love the sound of this.
I'm a big fan of sausages. I love them. I think they're glorious. And if you can get really nice ones with good Irish pork, you're onto a winner, so you are. You know, it's just
no
full of flavour.
Well, I mean, you and me and the rashers, the smoky rashers, and sausages, we're like two children, really.
But you're like, you'd be saying, you'd be cooking the rash, you'd be eating them as cookies. Me and you are so alike.
You'd put more on. Anyway, that's the pot roast with sausages.
And I think this is a lovely, and just back to the butter beans, they're drained, they're already cooked, I should have said that. You can use haricot, you can use burlotti beans, but the butter beans are lovely and creamy. This one will keep for 2 or 3 days in the fridge, and then warm it up. So it's a lovely little recipe. It really is.
Okay, what's the other one again?
Pasta. It's a sausage nandua pasta.
Where's nandua from?
Posh. Nandua is Italian. Calabria, if I pronounced that right.
Yeah,
and
Calabria.
It's a lovely spicy kind of a paste in a sausage. This is a little sauce that's made, it's simply better to do it, and it's a tomato and nandua. Like, 5 years ago, I didn't know what nandua was. I couldn't even
pronounce
it.
I've not come across it before.
And it's a really thing, you'll see it in a lot of pizza places because it adds really lovely flavour. Now, it's a bit of a kick. It is spicy, but lovely flavour.
And what is it from, Nevin? What's nandua?
It's pork meat, so it is.
Pork meat,
pork meat, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of chilli in there and there's garlic in there. It's a really interesting kind of like, there's this little paste that they do and I really like it. And any pasta dish, it just gives it a bit of life. Any tomato sauce.
It's interesting.
Even if you're doing like a tomato soup this time of year, throw in a spoonful of that. And I'm talking about a teaspoonful, not a tablespoon.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, your sausages, okay. What we're going to do with the sausages then, we're going to.
Now,
use...
these are big lads again.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they are big lads.
Marty, don't be so modest.
Well, you know what I mean. They're not breakfast sausages.
I hear you. Do you hear? With a sharp knife, Marty, we're going to remove the little skin on the sausages and we're going to cut them into small little pieces.
They're removing the skin.
You do the scissors if it's easier, and then you break them into small little pieces. You're getting the pure meat, and you're going to kind of brown that off the air.
But just get a bit of colour now.
What's that?
The skin is gone.
The skin is gone.
Okay.
The pasty inner skin, we call it. That's what we do. Good man. And then would you do a little bit of oil onto your pan. You cook it for 6 to 8 minutes, your little piece of sausages. So say for one kind of sausage, that's maybe about 4 to 5 inches. You'll bake that into small little inch size. But you want a nice, generous, nice bite-sized piece.
Bite-sized,
that makes sense. Cook them until they're golden brown. Then you're going to stir in your lovely tomato and nandua pasta sauce. Or you can get some lovely pasta sauce and put in a spoonful of the nandua paste. When you open it, keep it in the fridge. It'll keep for a couple of months. It's a great little sauce to keep, and it really is lovely. We're going to put in a little bit of Italian mascarpone cream which is a lovely cheese, as we know, for tiramisu, which is one of our favourite desserts. And then we just finish that with some parmesan cheese, and you can serve this with any pasta, like a nice maybe penne pasta. It's going to catch the sauce, or rigatoni, you know, anything with a little bit of texture. If you're looking for a dried pasta, if you get what we call the bronze dye, me and you spoke about it before, and it's that it's pushed through a plate and it catches the sauce, and that's what you want. So cook your pasta separate, boil in water, lots of salt in it, no need for oil, and you cook it until it's al dente, just a little bit firm to the bite, and then stir that through your sauce, and you'll have a really, really quick dinner very, very quickly. A little bit fiddly, okay, cutting the sausages and breaking them into pieces, but you don't want to do that. You can just slice through it.
No, but you did that earlier, couldn't you?
Yeah, well,
No, I think that sounds fine. I think you could rustle that up. Nandua.
Nandua.
It sounds more Spanish. Doesn't it?
Anyway.
But it's
so nice.
That sounds lovely.
And it's a really, really lovely kind of a sauce to match to even on top of pizzas, even over breast of chicken. So it's not just for these recipes that we're using today. It is actually
for loads of things.
Very versatile. That
sounds fantastic. So just a reminder again, it's nduja pasta. Is that what it's called? Nduja?
No. One more time, go on.
Nduja.
I love it. You're natural. You're fluent in Italian, aren't you?
Oh, I am. I am. Pot roasted sausages with butter beans, and then you have the nduja pasta. And the recipes, of course, as you know, RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty the Money, and that's where they sit. That's lovely, Nevin. Thank you so much. I thought you'd be going to Newcastle immediately, but no. It'll come, though. It'll come.
It's on the way.
It'll come.
When the program's out, we'll do a couple of nice recipes.
Is it next year or this year?
I think January, yeah.
January, okay.
Yeah,
it'll be then. Yeah. Anyway, what to play? You mentioned rigatoni.
Yeah.
Rigatoni Bennett. We do rigatoni Bennett. We do
Tony.
Take
it away.
Well, Tony Bennett's Italian extract.
You're lovely.
So we go with Italian. Tony Bennett. There we go. Rigatoni Bennett. Safe home, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you next week.
Please, God. You'll probably be even more tanned next week from some other trip you're probably doing. Safe home, my friend.
Bye, Marty. Thank you.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theatre, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She does it like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls.